time now on the Bonusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. And Tom, last night your defense played outstanding, only allowing 22 shots on goal. A young defensive core. How impressed are you of them fitting into their roles?
Well, I think every day they're getting better and better, and I think they're gaining more experience, and they're just more comfortable out there.
Your offense had 46 shots on net on the other side. How do you get one past Tolvanen?
Well, Kelly, we talked a little bit about it last night. We just have to get more traffic in front of Tolvanen. We probably need a little better shot selection at times, and then you need a little puck luck.
After watching film, how many of those shots were quality shots?
We had a lot of quality shots. We had our grade A scoring chances at 17, which, 17 out of your, 46 shots. So one-third were grade A scoring chances. So we just have to convert on a few of those.
What are some of the other positives you took after watching film?
Well, I think there's a lot of positives. Our penalty kill, killing off that 5-on-3 in the third period, was huge. And our guys, they competed hard. They cleared some pucks. They blocked shots. You could tell that game, one goal was going to win that game last night. You could just kind of feel it on the bench, and I just thought our guys stood tall in that 5-on-3.
Your team's unbeaten at that rink. What is it about Marquette that you guys have been kind of so solid?
Oh, I don't know, Kelly. It's hard to put a finger on things. We haven't played here a lot. We had some success here last year. The one game Saturday night last year, we won 5-1, but they actually took it to us. It was probably the craziest 5-1 win I've had in my coaching career. And so sometimes, again, just things happen, and we've had some good fortune. But I also think, too, we have pretty good speed. And I think when you have pretty good speed, the Olympic ice kind of suits you, and it allows us to possess the puck a little bit.
Michael Bitzer gets his first shutout for the season, and he didn't see a ton of shots, but you wouldn't want to have anybody else back there, would you?
Well, again, he made some key saves, and a couple in the overtime, Kelly, and then he made a couple in the third period on the 5-on-3. So, that's his job. His job is obviously to save our bacon every now and then, and he did that last night.
Coach, coming into the weekend, you blew up your lines. What adjustments, if any, will you make going into tonight?
Kelly, I don't think we're going to do much. We're going to kind of keep things status quo. And, again, we felt we played good hockey last night. And, we want to try to get a little chemistry between those lines and see what happens tonight.
What line combinations did you like?
All of them have some strengths. I think there's no question. When you're putting lines together, you're trying to create chemistry as well. And you always like to have a little bit of a playmaker, a shooter, and kind of like that forechecker who's going to get to loose pucks and kind of keep the chain going. So I don't want to sit there and single out anybody and say this line was better than the other line. Again, the bottom line is, we're just trying to create offense, and we're trying to roll four lines, and we're trying to have energy.
After watching film, what was it about Northern Michigan that you're going to have to maybe tweak some things?
Well, I think the biggest thing is we have to do a few things on the power play. They were very aggressive. They took our points away. And once you take our points away, we've got to try to get the puck underneath their high penalty killer. So that's one thing we need to do. And, we're going to obviously have to shoot a little quicker and a little faster to try to bypass those top penalty killers.
With a 0-0 tie, what do you expect to see tonight? More of the same?
Yeah, who knows? It's hard to predict. You could see a 5-6 goal game tonight. You just never know. And it'll be interesting to see again how the game plays out.
First long road trip of the season. What's it like traveling with these guys?
Well, again, you want to get going. You want to get on the road. It's just been an interesting month from the standpoint of we've had some road games, but they haven't been overnighters. They've just been bus trips back and forth. We did the Duluth trip, and as we all know, that game got canceled, so we did that. Then we went to Grand Forks on a Saturday afternoon as well, and so we haven't been overnight. So it's kind of nice to get overnight, let the guys do some bonding, and I think they like that.
Coach, good luck tonight, and let's go get a win.
Thanks, Kelly.
That's Tom Ceratori of the Beavers. Starting lineups are next on the Beaver Radio Network.